Jerry Bader Show 922. I'm not going to panic or anything, but it is interesting the Milwaukee Brewers can't score more runs at home than they are. And that the offense has been more productive on the road. Another brilliant pitching performance wasted. Yovani Gallardo this time. Garza's season premiere performance was downright brilliant, and they lost. It's just, it's tough. Gallardo gave up one run, and they lose. It's tough. And they, a lot of squandered opportunities. Anyway, enough on that. I don't even know how many they left stranded. They had runners in second and third. That was a bad one. I mean, those are just opportunities. Bases loaded. Yeah, it's twice? They left the bases loaded twice? Well, I did not see the whole game. Frustrating. All right. Moments ago, we spoke with State Senator Joe Lightbaum, who is now a candidate for the 6th Congressional District. I want to talk about that race a little bit, because this is a pretty big deal. Obviously, Democrats feel they now have a shot at it with Petri gone. I don't know if it's going to be unchallenged, but Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris is the first Democrat to announce he's running to replace Tom Petri. Democrats haven't bothered with a credible candidate because they have seen Petri as invincible. I want to tackle a couple of things here. With the seat open, is it vulnerable to Democrats actually taking a seat that has been as safe gets for Republicans for a long, long time? Well, the answer to one degree or another is yes. The question is, to what degree? If you look at the three, and there may be another candidate, at least one yet to come on the Republican side, if you look at the three, State Senators Glenn Grothman and Joe Lightbaum, and State Representative Dewey Strable. I have to confirm with Dewey how he pronounces his name. Everyone else is saying Strable, but I thought on the phone to me Dewey said Strable. I need to confirm that with him. Anyway, when you look at those three, they are all very strong candidates. Glenn Grothman is the one that Democrats think they would be able to Todd Aikenize. I think that's why I believe Joe Lightbaum is going to be the establishment Republican candidate. And quite frankly, because it was believed Joe was going to run in 2 years when Tom Petri retired, that's what was believed was going to happen. But they are three strong candidates, each with their strengths and weaknesses, but I think all of their, in each case, strengths far outweigh the weaknesses. I know there are some people who give Lightbaum the edge. More on that in a moment. They all seem to be much more substantial candidates than Mark Harris, but I'm not going to take anything lightly. Further, the makeup of this, of the 6th Congressional District, is an important one. You have really two and almost three communities that are between TV markets, substantial communities, in Fond du Lac, Sheboygan, and Manitowoc. Both the Green Bay TV markets and the Milwaukee TV markets pay attention to those communities, especially Sheboygan and Fond du Lac. And I know this because I lived in both communities. They're split between who watches what TV, especially Sheboygan. Some identify with Milwaukee, some identify with Green Bay. I identified with Milwaukee when I lived in Sheboygan. I didn't watch as much Green Bay TV, but I did from time to time. So you have the three Republicans that are in right now, Joe Lightbaum, Joe, Dewey, and Glenn, are all from the southern part of that. Glenn doesn't live in the district at the moment, but would move into the district. A subtle little swipe Joe took in his campaign announcement when he said that he was a resident and taxpayer of the 6th Congressional District. I don't think Mark Harris is an exceedingly strong Democratic candidate just because he's not all that well known. He's from the northern part of the district, though, and they're from the southern part. So the question is, will he try to dominate up here? I don't know. And will there be another Democrat? I don't know. Here's what the voters of the 6th Congressional District deserve. They deserve that this not be turned into the primary that Republicans held 12 years ago, or 2012, two years ago, for the U.S. Senate. And a lot of the blame for that goes to outside groups who had anointed somebody. Outside groups were ready to anoint a candidate when they thought they were taking on Tom Petri. Tom Petri is gone. Let me tell you what should not happen in this race. Joe Leibom shouldn't be turned into Tom Petri. He isn't. Glenn Grothman shouldn't be turned into Todd Akin. He isn't. And I don't even know of any caricature that has been assigned yet to Dewey, but if one is, it shouldn't be. They are all solid conservatives. My suspicion is Dewey would be the favorite of outside groups because he doesn't have the baggage of Glenn Grothman, or at least the perceived baggage, in my opinion. And he's not the establishment candidate that I suspect the other two are going to try to paint Joe to be. There's another danger that this could get even nastier than the Senate primary of 2 years ago. It is a solidly conservative district, and Harris isn't all that strong. They may have less of a fear of being damaged to take on the Democrat in the fall and do even more damage to themselves in the primary. Then again, nobody thought Tammy Baldwin was a serious candidate. Now, did they? Yet she won. I think money is going to be a huge factor here. I would think that favors Joe Leibom. When you look at some of the names on his campaign committee, he appears to be the establishment favorite. They're going to have to spend money in Milwaukee TV to get the southern part of the district. They're going to have to spend money in this primary in Green Bay to get the northern part of the district. They're going to have to spend money on talk shows such as this one in Green Bay. They're going to have to spend money in radio and small stations in Fond du Lac and Sheboygan, in big stations in Milwaukee. However that money is spent, voters in the 6th deserve three good conservative candidates, which they have. Not a mud fest. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.